E.M. Delafield. An Introduction. Edmee Elizabeth Monica Dashwood, née de la Pasteur, and more commonly known as E.M. Delafield, was born in Stenning, Sussex, on the 9th of June 1890. Raised in the fading years of the Victorian era, with its empire and strict moral codes, Delafield, not yet married at 21, joined a French religious order in Belgium, but soon decided that this was a totally wrong choice for her. Her next challenge was her work during the horror of the First World War. Delafield decided to take up a position as a nurse in a voluntary aid detachment in Exeter. It was whilst here that she managed to write her first novel, Zella Sees Herself. With the end of the war, new opportunities were sought, and she now took up a position for the Southwest region of the Ministry of National Service in Bristol. With it came enough time to write two more novels, The War Workers and The Pelicans, both in 1918. On the 7th of July 1919, she married Colonel Arthur Paul Dashwood, OBE, an engineer responsible for building the massive docks at Hong Kong Harbour. The marriage produced two children, Lionel and Rosamond. That same year, her fourth novel, Consequences, was published. The couple spent their early years in Malaya, but returned to England to live in Croyle, in Kentisbeare, Devon. Delafield continued to collect responsibilities and organise whatever she could. At the initial meeting of the Kentisbeare Women's Institute, Delafield was unanimously elected president and also became a justice of the peace, raised the children, and of course continued to write her best-selling novels. Her greatest work is undoubtedly the largely autobiographical Diary of a Provincial Lady, which is a simply structured journal of the life of an upper-middle-class Englishwoman, living mostly in a Devon village of the 1930s. Her works also include stage and radio plays, film scripts and short stories. After the death of her son in 1940, her health began to markedly decline. E.M. Delafield died on the 2nd of December 1943, after collapsing whilst giving a lecture in Oxford. She was 53.
The Philistine by E.M. Delafield.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?